But again, a very strong press release has come from Deputy Ciarán Cannon when it comes to the development of the Quiet Man Greenway, and he joins me on the line today. Ciarán, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
Now, it's a very strong statement indeed in relation to the development of the Quiet Man Greenway. And I know Michael Connolly will be giving out to me and calling me, and others will be calling, but you've spoken and written to Minister Eamon Ryan on this.
Yes, I've been making the case to Minister Eamon Ryan and indeed to the officials in his department for since he was appointed to that role, that we would see the development of the Quiet Man Greenway in the shortest possible time frame. Purely, Keith, because of the fact that we have this wonderful piece of publicly owned infrastructure, that rail line connecting Athenry to Ballyglunin, to Tuam, to Milltown, and ultimately all the way to Enniskillen.
Where does it leave the review that Eamon Ryan has been talking about? What about all of the reviews that have been done? And some are good and some are bad, and you can take out of some of them what you want to. But there is still an ongoing review there, isn't there?
There is, yes. There have been two independent reviews carried out in recent times, one by EYDKM and one by the European Investment Bank. Both of them concluded that certainly in our lifetime, Keith, we won't see any rail services restored on that line. And the Minister himself, Eamon Ryan, along with his counterpart in Northern Ireland, has now a review underway looking at the development of rail services on an all-island basis. And review, the outcome of that review is due to be produced. Minister Ryan told me a number of weeks ago, it'll be the middle of next year before we have that finalised. The Minister has also commissioned a feasibility study, funded Galway County Council to the tune of €75,000 for the carrying out of a feasibility study, which has just gotten underway in the last few days. Again, looking at the development of the Quiet Man Greenway connecting Athenry to Ballyglunin and to Tuam to Milltown. That review is underway. It's been carried out by a consultancy that are expert in the development of greenways and are working on a number of other greenways across the country here in Ireland. So what's really encouraging, Keith, I suppose, is on Friday, the Minister and his officials made a submission to the Galway County Development Plan. Every local authority in this country, Keith, is obliged by law to produce a county development plan roughly every 5 years. And what that development plan is simply a document setting out how we in Galway are going to develop our wonderful county through the years 2022 to 2028, and setting out exactly how we're going to do that, develop it economically and socially, so that Galway essentially becomes a much better and a much more attractive place to live in. And up to last Friday, anyone who felt the need could make a submission. They could, because the draft plan was produced a number of months ago, and then you could make a submission saying, well, I'm happy with that, I'm not happy with that, I feel you've left this out, I think you should include this. And the council up to this point has received almost 1,000 submissions on a number of different issues. But what was really interesting, Keith, is on Friday, at 1:30, the Minister and his officials made a submission to Galway County Council requesting them to include a greenway from Athenry to Milltown within their objectives for development for the next 5 years. So again, showing a very strong intent and ambition on the part of the Minister and indeed on the part of his officials to see that greenway being developed. And, you know, Keith, it makes sense that he would do that. You know, he's already invested €75,000 in the carrying out of that feasibility study. So, you know, not to have the omission or the leaving out of the Quiet Man Greenway from the county development plan would have been a retrograde step. So he's just simply asked through his officials that the Quiet Man Greenway would be listed alongside the Connemara Greenway and the Dublin to Galway Greenway. These are the three key greenway developments we're going to see in Galway over the next 5 years.
Okay, but can I ask you, just in relation to the All-Ireland Rail Review, which is currently ongoing, and that's not going to be out in the middle of next year. So, I mean, if we're being honest, nothing can happen until that's published. If they say the middle of next year is going to be the end of next year, let's face facts here. So nothing in the meantime can happen.
Nothing can happen in terms of construction or indeed moving the project forward. But what is happening is that right now, a firm of consultants, RCS, are carrying out a feasibility study. They're going to do a very, very in-depth forensic review of the possibility of creating that greenway, connecting Athenry, Ballyglunin and Tuam and Milltown. That work is getting underway this week. And it's great to see that happening, because when the other All-Ireland review is completed, we will then have the findings of that and the findings of this feasibility study available to us, and ultimately, Keith, allowing us to make the right decision. And all of us, every single one of us who have been deeply involved in the Quiet Man Greenway campaign, all we ask is, you know, that something be done with this piece of infrastructure, either develop it as a rail service or develop it as a greenway. But it would be a crying shame that this key piece of public infrastructure that connects these towns and villages, which are key towns and villages in East Galway, would be left, Keith, sitting, rusting, idle for the next 40 years. That's our deepest fear. And that's something we certainly don't want to see happening. So, you know, certainly in the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to have two key pieces of information available to us, the findings of that feasibility study and the findings of the All Ireland Rail Review. And hopefully then, Keith, hopefully then we're in a position to move forward. But I think it's really important to point out that it shows the intent and the ambition of the minister in terms of greenway development here in County Galway, that he has sought to have the Quiet Man Greenway included. He has asked for it specifically to be included in our county development plan for the years 2022 to 2028, which I think really reflects his ambition and the ambition of the officials in his department to see that greenway being developed.
Are you reading too much into this, with due respect?
I'm not. No, I mean, you know, why would somebody take the time and deliberately request the local authority to specifically name that greenway from Athenry to Milltown if they didn't see serious merit in its development? I don't think any official, certainly senior officials in any department, would go to that trouble, Keith, if they weren't ambitious to see it being developed. You know, making submissions to a county development plan is a pretty serious indication of your intent, and I'm pleased that the minister and his officials have decided to do exactly that.
All right. Deputy Kieran Cannon, thank you for joining us today on the programme. Your thoughts and comments, please, to 53995 or WhatsApp us to 0870 958 968 today on the programme.